place for people to sell indoors.
Blog Talk Radio.
Two racks of ribs, 20 chicken wings. And I got a little crazy with the chicken wings. I got the Wing Time wing sauce. And I mixed it up with butter and smoking coals. Man, it turned out good. I was really surprised, a little worried at first that it might not taste too good, but shoot, it did good. Shoot, man, ate it up. I want to start off tonight with a little ad for Forest Lumps Charcoal. I actually, this morning, did a real live demo. I got my chimney completely full of Forest Lumps Charcoal, and I put two pieces of paper and a paper towel on it to start with, and it burnt, but it wasn't enough to get it going. So I went and got just a little bit of cardboard, and I put it up under there, and that was all it took. That thing, it was actually a case box for Dr. Pepper. It was a little piece off of it, and two sheets of paper and a paper towel. And it got that thing rolling, and wow, it was really amazing. And once it got rolling good, I put it in the Meadow Creek. Man, that Meadow Creek is really a good cooker. And I put, you know, four or five more handfuls into the Meadow Creek, and I let it burn for a few minutes to get going good. Then I went and got four little pieces of oak. And I put it in the Meadow Creek, and then looked around. It was 400 degrees. If you want to get a Meadow Creek cooker, the cell number to call is 941-320-1090. And that's John Plank. And I tell you what, he's got a fantastic line of cookers. And, you know, I challenge everybody out there to get you a Meadow Creek cooker. They last a lifetime. The guy's a class act fella. He's going to do you right. You won't have to worry about, you know, if you get a Meadow Creek service after the sale, or even really anything about it, because he will take care of you and do an excellent job. And I think the world of John Plank. 941-320-1090. Give him a call. Let him know old Daryl told you to call him. And they got a 36 that's just awesome for the backyard. That's what I cook all my barbecue on for all these television shows I'm doing to teach you how to cook barbecue. And, you know, I was out there cooking today. And, you know, one thing I want to start off saying on the show is I wasn't out there cooking by myself, folks. I was out there cooking with Steve Overlay, Danny Kugel, Brad Kay, Mike Davis. I did a barbecue school with Mike Davis. I shot the whole thing. We ended up not putting anything up because it would give too much of his stuff away. Myron Mixon, I did his barbecue memories class. Carolina Pitmasters, I was out there cooking with them because I went to their barbecue class. And, you know, in no way do I want to represent that I came up with all this barbecue cooking stuff on my own. You know, I'm out there cooking with a bunch of champions. There's a bunch of champions who taught me how to cook. And I want to thank every single one of them for every detail, everything they might have showed or taught me through these last 2.5 years. And so thank you, fellas. Thank every one of you. And thanks for being so good to me to teach me all the stuff that you've taught me over the last 2.5 years. And but anyway, at Meadow Creek 36, I loaded it down with 2 racks of ribs, 2 whole chickens, 6 competition thighs, 6 backyard thighs. I did it backyard style. And 20 chicken wings. And that thing cooked it like a champ. That thing got 400 degrees. Anyway, I'm kind of in front of Barbecue Superstars. It's 5 hours long. And but, you know, the Forest Lumps charcoal, I mean, I ain't got to try to stand here and tell you. I mean, it's literally on the website. All you got to do is just go on there and check it out. And it's an outstanding machine. I mean, it did a really good job. It just cranked right up, cooked right, got the heat going, and lasted all day. I cooked 5 hours on about 6 pounds of charcoal and about 5 pieces of wood. So, you know, that wasn't all night, but that was pretty good. I had a great cook. My son came over. I was going to go back out to Spartanburg, hang out with the teams for a while, but, I mean, we really had a good time this afternoon at home, and I've been gone for 2 weeks, so I thought I'd hang out at home tonight and go down there in the morning and take my camera and set up live out there. Meals on Wheels in Spartanburg, there's a link if you go on Barbecue Superstar's main page below the live broadcast, which I'm watching right now. There's a donation site right there. I mean, just a few dollars for people in need would be greatly appreciated. And this is not one of these charities, you know, where you wonder where the money went. I mean, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, those big vans full of food go out to these people in need. You don't have to look to find the vans. They're running. I mean, you see them. I've been behind a Meals on Wheels van or car because there are volunteers, and some of them might use their own vehicles to deliver these meals. But you don't have to look. They're there. They're running. They're doing a good job, and they're upholding people and helping them to live in their homes rather than in a nursing home. And, you know, they're saving the state and the federal government a lot of money because, you know, you cross the line and walk to a nursing home, you're up $2,000, $3,000 a month. And, of course, that goes back most of the time on Medicare and Medicaid. But, you know, there's no crime in that. I mean, people work for a living, and that's the strength of our country is Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Before then, we were a bankrupt nation. And my ribs really came out really, really good. I'm becoming more and more impressed with XL. XL ribs, really, the quality's good, you know, good on them. Cargill in Gainesville, Georgia, huge, massive plant. And, you know, I think their products get around a lot more than I gave them credit for. You know, when you always think about, you know, big-time pork companies, you always think about Smithfield. But a lot of these big stores now, I mean, they all carry XL. You don't see as much Smithfield in the store as you do Cargill XL. Sam's Club, all their briskets and Boston busts most of the time are XL. XL has fantastic quality. And but the ribs were really good. Trimmed them all out and everything and pulled off the membrane on the back without any problem. I was really shocked. You know, pulling the membranes off, it can be a job. You always pull from bigger to little. I figured that out through trial and error. I don't think anybody actually told me to do, big and little. Cutting those ribs, you know, to get the riblets off of it, to make it a St. Louis style. It's easier than you think it is. That's cartilage there, and your knife is going to cut it. And I got them Frederick Dick knives now, and it's no problem. You know, you just reach across there, and boom, there it goes. Now, those knives came from a website called www.125west.com, and knives are not all they sell. I tell you, 125west.com has got a huge variety of all kinds of stuff, but they do sell some major Frederick Dick knives, and Barbecue Superstar also sells the full line of Frederick Dick knives. We also have Glee Stain, Victoria Knox. Victoria Knox are like the main knives that these big warehouses that kill animals use. When I was in Mobile, Alabama, they had a young lady there who was had a big degree in meat, a meat degree, and she knew how to butcher a cow. Boy, I mean, she knew how to butcher a sirloin. I mean, she probably knew how to butcher a steak. I mean, she got down to the nitty gritty of it. And I asked her what kind of knife she was using. It's on the video on Barbecue Superstars Live, and she said Victoria Knox, the same thing they use in the warehouse where they process the meat. So Victoria Knox is a pretty stern, steady knife because they use them every day to butcher big meat. And, I think that's a testament to the quality of the knife. And they're not as expensive. You know, those Frederick Dick knives are $125 to $700. Glee Stain starts at $300. And goes to $700-$800. But now, you know, that's pristine. You know, when I pick up that meat cleaver, I don't have any doubt at all that even if it was a huge cow bone leg, a few chops and I'd be through it. I mean, it's dangerous on your hands. You know, whenever I chop off the end of that chicken bone, you know, I always try to make damn sure because that thing ain't going to play. If it gets my finger, it's gone. You know, that's the kind of quality that they're pushing. That little 4-inch knife that Frederick Dick at www.125west told me, www.125west sent me, it ain't no joke either. I mean, that thing, it's a sturdy, rugged knife, sharp. And I love the way they got the handles. The steel doesn't come down and meet the wood, and you have that little place at the bottom of the wood where the meat, you know, where like the meat can stick in there and stuff can build up in there. They actually have a piece of steel in front of that now. So when you come down to the end of the knife, I mean, the steel's gonna bust it. You know, it's gonna be in the front of it. So when you put it through the dishwasher and clean it, it's clean. And I've been washing them in the dishwasher. I don't know how good that is on the wood handle. Of course, the wood handle they got is a really high quality situation for it. And, you know, I tell you, I've never had such an easy time trimming my barbecue as I have since I got these good knives. And I've always used dollar knives, real cheap knives from like the dollar store, or, you know, something at Walmart, some lowest price thing you can get. But, you know, I got a sharpener that they sent in with these Frederick Dick knives, and all I got to do is run that knife through the sharpener 3 or 4 times, and, I mean, it's ready to cut the table in half, and it just glides through those ribs, through those chicken, whatever I'm working on. I mean, it just glides right through it all, Boston Butts brisket. And I'm just thankful to have them. And I want to thank 125west.com for sending them to them. Now, Forest Stumps Charcoal has come up with a huge deal. They are willing to go down in price for 2 pallets right now. If you buy 2 pallets of Forest Lump, which is 108 boxes, 54 boxes per pallet, you can get each box for $10 a box. Now you can turn around and sell those boxes for $21 a piece. So you can make a little money on it. Now this ain't going to last long. The next pallet, you have to pay $12. And then from then on, it'll be a fixed price of $14 a box per pallet. So cash in now, cash in early, and get yourself 2 pallets, 108 boxes for $10 a box. So it's funny, but 1,080 just keeps coming up with those Forest Lump. A pallet, 54 boxes, and they weigh 20 pounds a piece. So that's 1,080. You know, they got a HD quality, and that HD quality is 1,080. I didn't realize that. Must be something about the fact that there's 3x3 on the bottom row. You can pile it 6 high. So that's 9 times 6, which is 54. So it's doing it by nines. But anyway, man, that Forest Lump Charcoal is, I'm just so impressed because, you know, the thing about it is, and, you know, I realized again today was, is that the, there's no briquettes. I mean, there can't be any chemicals in the charcoal because there's no briquettes. It's actually chunks of wood. And they're, you know, decent size. It's not like no big chunk of wood. They're all, you know, within a 3 or 4 inch piece, square. So, you know, if you got to shoot for gravity flow, it's going to go down it fine. But I used about, I have a 10-pound bag. Now, it comes packed with two 10-pound bags. I used about 6 pounds out of the bag. And I looked down. The chunks in the bottom were just as big as the chunks in top. And there wasn't no powder in there. And so, you know, you're going to get full use of the whole 20 pounds. And, you know, that powder, when it gets down in your gravity chute sometimes, can kind of clog things up down at the bottom if you got too much of it. So, yeah, Forest Lumps, just, you know, it just doesn't do that because it's not there. It's not available. It's just about all chunks. So Forest Lumps is lumps. It really is lumps. And it's just good charcoal, and we got it on Barbecue Superstars. You can go buy whatever you want on there. Marco Charco, he's the owner and everything. He's been on videos, and he told us the story about where it comes from and how it works and everything. Don't get too caught up in all that. I tell you, it doesn't matter where it comes from. It's poor people out in the woods. Poor people in one country, same poor people in another country. Shit, we all poor. Ain't but a few people in the world that are rich. And they're probably miserable, so why even worry about it? Well, I'll tell you, big week on Barbecue Superstars. We came back from Naples, Florida. We stayed down there for almost 2 weeks. Had a great time with Dana L. Hillis. Boy, I'll tell you, that is a hard-working man. Dana L. Hillis lives off barbecue. Dana L. Hillis does not have a secondary job. vends, caters, competes, organizes, worked your ass off, made barbecue sauce, made barbecue rub. He is working on some major good stuff down there in South Florida. And he's just a good guy overall. He is our FBA champion. He's got barbecue school. And I think his barbecue school will well be worth going to. He gets your scores up, and he'll help you place where you can start making a little money. You know, it's hard to keep going to those barbecue competitions if you can't place and win enough money to make it to the next one. You know, you got to win $500 essentially get your gas and meat and come out of your pocket with the entry fee. And so, you know, if you can stay in the mix and get you a few third, second, or first places in a category, and then if you happen to win, that's just gravy over the top. But getting those places consistently will keep you on the road, keep you traveling, and keep your barbecue dreams going. I want to make a shout-out to everybody who's competing in Spartanburg, South Carolina tonight at Hub City Hog Fest, to Vic Bailey Subaru, Leslie Bailey, and her sister. I want to make a shout-out to everybody competing at the Commissioner Cup down there in Columbia, South Carolina, at the Farmer's Market. I was so close to going down there today. I decided to go ahead and cook on television, but all my friends are down there. And we want to wish Ultimate Tailgater BBQ best of luck this weekend. They are the reigning, defending, and first known champion of the Commissioner Cup. And good job, Chris Bomer. And we hope that you get your bid for the World Food Championship again this weekend. And hope you go down there and knock a big home run in the Southern Barbecue Network. And Mark Busby's down there competing, picking porkers. Picking porkers actually is going to do an SDN this weekend. There's over 41 teams down there in the Farmer's Market. But it's a great venue. There's a great big roof, a building about 1,000 foot long. Two of them. And you just pull your whole load right in there. I guess picking porkers probably got their RV pulled in there and got their cookers out. Boy, they had a spread last year. They did a table and a cook on Friday night for the Anything But. Roger and Marcia, man, they put out a spread. Looked like gourmet. I was really surprised when they didn't win. But you know how fickle judges are. You never know who's judging or who what. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they were the winner that night. Actually, I might have been a judge, but I put them down as a winner, but they didn't win because there's a bunch of other judges there. But it rivaled Melissa Cookson at the Memphis of May. Their table setup was really similar to what she does. We hope Melissa Cookson's doing good. Melissa's opening restaurants all over the country. And I tell you what, Melissa Cookson, the Azu Delta Q, won Memphis of May last year, won Memphis of May in 2010. And she's just a red-hot barbecue cook. She also won the Kingsford Challenge just this past year. You know, really, whatever Melissa puts her head down and decides she's going to do, she just about always does it. And she's got some Memphis barbecue restaurants that are really, really good. And I tell you, you know, those plates are worth at least $5 more than a plate at another restaurant because it's got Melissa Cookson's name on it, Melissa Cookson's guarantee of quality. And, you know, I can say she has really said something for women cooking and barbecue. You know, if you're a woman out there and you thought about doing a barbecue competition, All you got to do is pull your cooker out there. Go ahead. There's more and more women competing every day. There's a lot of room for women. You know, women have always cooked. They've always been the primary cook in most households. So why not barbecue? Come on out. Cook up a little bit, I tell you. Florida Barbecue Association will welcome any woman team that wants to come out. Then you've got a lot of schools you can go to. And, you know, Melissa didn't just win cooking ribs or something. She cooked whole hog. She's crazy about cooking a whole hog. And it's hard to match her expertise when it comes to those two shoulders, two hams, and then those two loins down the middle and all them ribs and bacon. And, you know, think about a hog. There's a whole lot of different parts there for you to cook. And keeping them loins from getting hard and overcooked while you got those hams toasted up right, got those shoulders toasting up right. You know, a shoulder consists of a Boston butt and a picnic. And then there's a collar in there. Now, when we were down in Mobile, Alabama, on Barbecue Superstars Live, there was an expert fella. Now, as far as I'm concerned, he's a PhD in butchering hogs. I mean, anybody that can roll out the terminology and all the stuff that he did, my hat is definitely off to him. And he went out there and he butchered those hogs. And there's a lot of parts to hogs. Now, you know, one way of looking at it is, well, it's all just a bunch of meat, you know. You start from where the snout is, and by the time you get to the start of the jaw, you're already into the meat. And, you know, the meat just wraps all the way around the body till you get out to the end of his tail. I mean, essentially, it's meat from front to back. But, you know, it's just like in medicine. You got the fossa and the femur, you know, all these different bones and the different parts of the bones. And they can call me a lot of names. I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff. And some of them was Greek names and some of them was Italian names. And some of them was named for Italian cities. There was a couple parts in there where you had a part for this Italian city. You had a part for that Italian city. One meant left, one meant right. Dexto Rotatori, Levo Rotatori, you know. But it's really impressive on that video, the way he broke it down. After he got done, I was like, you know, are you college trained? Have you in the school, he got a PhD in butchering a hog. He said, no, I'm just a big-time chef. And he's been through a one-year program with the Pork Council and something else. And I'll tell you what, that man was putting out a mouthful right there. And I'll tell you what, it's something to study. You know, if you're out there and you want to be a big-time barbecue cook, you know, you've got it in your mind that you want to conquer this thing called barbecue. You need to go back and watch that video. You need to get out a paper and pad. You need to see where that meat was coming from. It's right there on the video and what it's called. Because then when you move in to do a catering job or some kind of, you know, big restaurant where you come in and do a special event, and you got these chefs from around the world that might walk up to you and they say, hey, we want to know if you got the blah, blah, blah. You don't step back and say, holy shit, what's that? You know, you stand around like this guy from the Pork Council, you say, oh yeah, I got two of them. You want me to bring them to you? Yeah, good, okay. And then when you go get it and come back, you're bringing the right stuff. You know, that's part of refining your art. And, you know, hats off to the National Barbecue Association. I don't know where they found that dude. I don't know where they dug him up at, but I'm gonna tell you, the National Barbecue Association people did the barbecue world a favor by bringing him in, and then the shed brought the hogs in there. The shed helped spearhead putting this thing together. Mama Linda, Craig, Brad, Brooke, and Brett. I ain't gonna leave Brett out. He wasn't there, but he's part of the crew. They put that together, and you know it was a once in a lifetime honor to be able to go in there and film that and then watch and learn. And I'm gonna tell you, that's some big time barbecue information right there. Now, you know, I hope Daryl needs your help. You know, folks, it costs a lot of money to get live television going. Now, you know, I always felt like there was a monkey on my back, people saying, oh, well, we want to see it live. You know, we don't want to see YouTube. We can't stand YouTube. We want to see it live when it happens. Well, let me give everybody a newsflash. It's live. Hey, I did it for 5 hours a day. You know what? It was exactly what I was doing at the moment I did it. I broadcasted Big Papa's Battle of Barbecue Junction live. This is a live camera on huge barbecue information. And, you know, I need your support. You know, I can't do anything but say under any uncertain terms that this is your television. This is your ability to televise yourself. So let's put that in perspective. You know, there's only 6 studios in the United States. That's all. You know what? Those 6 people have, and it's pretty much people, have control of the television universe. So, in other words, if you don't get the okay from those 6 people to go out and do what you're going to do, you ain't going to do it. And they're very expert at controlling the message. You know, that's really what it's all about. It's about controlling the message. You know, they want control of what's put on, what's said, and what's done. Hey, the man with the gold makes the rules, right? That's the golden rule. So more power to them. You know, they own it. They got to hand it to them or whatever. I'm offering, you know, the barbecue world the ability to circumvent that system in that you can come on here and broadcast yourself unrestricted, unavailed, and put that good barbecue information out there to the whole world for the whole world to see. You know, it's funny, barbecue superstars getting bigger by leaps and bounds. And we're getting in more and more places, and there's more and more people getting involved. And, you know, so essentially, if all the barbecue teams in the country pay $10 a month to watch Barbecue Superstar television, I'd be able to go get the program and equipment I need to make it an official television show where you can bring commercials in and bring more cameras. And, you know, we could go live remote from 6 different contests a week and have people reporting out there. Pick 2 or 3 contests and shoot prep from each one and interview some of the stars and interview some of the new teams. And then turn around, shoot 6 different results live. You know, we might have to delay it an hour because we got to put them in a row. But, you know, we could put them all out there in a row and you wouldn't have to miss any results. You could actually see people walk across the stage rather than getting a text. and a little message that so-and-so did whatever. And I think this is what everybody's been wanting. And how simple is it to blow it up into something huge? Well, let me put it to you like this. I want Diva Q to have her own official television show that she could bank on. You know, this is your slot from now on throughout the universe. And I think she needs a talk show. I mean, she would be a good person to sit behind a desk and do a little talk show. Well, Barbecue Superstars is it. Here we are. What do we need? We need $10 a month. $10 a month from the barbecue team is all we need, or from whoever wants to watch. I made some of the live broadcasts public at the Viking High School, and there was a lot of people down at the high schools watching. You know, so, I mean, we could pick up people here and there who will pay $10 a month to watch, but in return, you know, I will broadcast any sanctioning body, anywhere, anytime, any contest, you know, and then try to pull in the stars and try to get shows going. You don't necessarily have to be a star. Just whoever, you know, wants to be on TV. But it's based on, you know, everybody coming together and supporting this telecast and pay $10 a month. $10 a month ain't nothing. 4 weeks a month, that's $2.50. Some weeks it's five, so that's $2 a weekend that you commit to Barbecue Superstars live television, which is Barbecue's live television. You know, if you think about what we've done with the radio show, you know, we're breaking new ground. And we're not going to have to count on people outside of Barbecue to do what we want to do. Barbecue Superstars can do it for you. And so, you know, all I can do is ask, you know, if you're out there and you're saying, I'm not paying $10 for anything that's broadcast on the internet. Well, now let's back off for a minute. Everybody's been on my back wanting live television. Well, now I'm offering you live television. Now the knockoff is, I ain't paying $10 for nothing that's broadcast on the internet. You know, that's like a paper man with a paper asshole. You know, what do you think cable is? Cable is television televised over the internet. You know, the other thing is I don't see anybody else busting their ass to try to provide strictly for the barbecue world a television network. There is nobody else. There's people who come in and do a hit and run. Discover has hit and run. You know, the last word I heard is Barbecue Pitmaster is going to be canceled. But, you know, the problem with Barbecue Pitmasters is it's their setup, you know. I'm talking about going to a competition and focusing on the competition, not going out and recreating my own competition that has no point structure that, you know, through elimination somebody finally wins. So I'm talking about trying to go in where the sanctioning body is and broadcast their contest until we come up with an eventual team of the year, and where we have these 2,000, 3,000 teams that are killing themselves to pay the bill to make it to the barbecue contest. You know, that's what I'm talking about doing. And if you can't support that, I mean, what are you doing? Well, I mean, NASCAR has its own television network. Now, we got a thing coming up. It's called Media Convergence. It's already in full swing. I mean, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Dig, Stumble, I don't know, 50 different search engines, YouTube, all these things are going to break down cable television eventually. You know, we've already got a thing called Crackle, and I was watching it last night, and my mom is paying $15 a month to watch Netflix on the internet, and Crackle had the movie for free. So I watched it last night. It's called Edison's Tool or something. Anyway, so the viability of cable television is going to collapse within the next 10 years. So the $200 a month you're paying is going to disappear. So then guess what? You'll be watching everything you watch on the internet. They got a thing called Roku that has now come on the internet, and it's sort of like a Netflix, but they're trying to put together a regular television network on the internet. So, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, you can stand around and act like a retard and say all this smart shit if you want. At the end of the day, I'm doing exactly what the barbecue world wants. And I'm the only one, and I'm paying the big money to do it, and I'm here and I'm available. So guess what? We may as well jump in here. I mean, what difference does it make? I mean, I don't see anybody else trying to offer, you know, regular, real, live television to the barbecue world. They'll come in here and make a show up and put you on the show, but it's not going to show you where you stand in the FBA, the KCBS, the NBN, the SCBA, GBA. And it's not going to show you out there where you paid your big money to do the contest. I'm going to do that. So I ain't paying $10 to watch nothing on the internet. Well, you're probably paying $200 a month to watch cable, which is coming through the internet. So what do you think about that? I think that's funny. I know one thing. If you never stick with anybody, you'll never end up anywhere. And I've made a lot of teams, a lot of money. You know, I'm still going to make a lot more teams, a lot of money. And I'm moving from the sanctioning body, getting all the funding and sponsorship, till sponsorship is coming down to the teams. If you don't believe me, just ask some of the radio hosts. They've all gotten a lot of sponsorship by being on my radio. A lot of the people who come on my radio and been on Barbecue Superstars have sold their products and got sponsorship. Barbecue Superstars works, buddy. It does work. And so what I'm asking everybody to do is sign up for Barbecue Superstars live television. Pay $10 a month. That money's going to go right into equipment, right into cameras, right into crews. I mean, what I'd like to do is get a whole television network together around the country. And, you know, the competitions and the champions for that area will get their own television shows going. Barbecue is what the world wants. And one thing about Barbecue Superstar live television, it is worldwide. So we're not limited by a local affiliate. You know, we go 40 miles in this direction and 30 in the other. It's not limited by cable channels that are only national or regional. It's not limited by any other factors. Barbecue Superstars live television, Barbecue Superstars radio, is worldwide. So somebody in Serbia has the same ability to watch what you're doing, somebody in Russia, somebody in China, somebody in Afghanistan, the troops over in Afghanistan can pull up Barbecue Superstars or watch what you're doing, Germany. And you know the internet is what's put it all over the world, not cable channels. The internet is the power of barbecue. I mean, barbecue's done on the internet. YouTube has been a huge tool in introducing the world in the to barbecue, not the cable channel. And so, you know, I just want to appeal to everybody out there. If you're not going to pay $10 to watch anything on the internet, that's fine with me. You will. I mean, the internet's going to take it all over anyway. So media convergence is coming. That is a fact of life. I mean, it's coming. And you're going to end up, your computer's going to be a television. You'll have a monitor that's, you know, 50 inches or 70 inches or 90 inches. And everything you watch will be coming off the computer anyway, because the internet's getting so big and powerful now. You know, why do you need a cable coming through a line coming into your house to a monitor? And then you got one big computer down there that's pumping the television into that monitor. I mean, we've all got monitors in our house now. I mean, there's everybody's got two or three computers. Well, you got the same setup they do. You just, you know, I think everybody understands what I'm saying. And I thought I might need to say something about that tonight, because I ain't trying to get rich. You ain't got to worry about that. Barbecue's tough, too tough a business to get rich. The only way you can get rich in barbecue is with a barbecue restaurant or a big vending or catering business. I don't believe, and that's tough too. I don't believe you're ever going to get rich any other way. You might make some pretty good money with a barbecue sauce or pretty good money with a rub, but you're not going to get rich. Famous Dave, he's rich. He got a hell of a restaurant. He's going to open 21 more restaurants. But, you know, he's got his shares up and down. It wasn't easy for him. I mean, he's just another barbecue guy like the rest of us. And I promise you, I'm not going to get rich on this television either. The only people in television that's going to get rich are the six studios who own it all. And but when media convergence really comes down and gets into it, they're going to be out of business. So controlling the message on the whole universe is going to get a whole lot harder. Controlling the message is getting harder and harder for everybody. There's people in the barbecue world who want to control the message and always make the message about themselves. And that's going to come to an end, too. That's one reason why people have a phobia against Barbecue Superstars, because I give everybody an equal chance to put their own message out there. And well, that's about all I got to talk about tonight. I love every one of you. I love barbecue. The whole reason I do this every day and work so hard at it is because I love barbecue, and I think it's the answer for all of us. It's the answer for our country, the whole world. You know, if everybody in America did what I did today, bought two whole chickens, 12 thighs, 2 belly racks of ribs, and 20 chicken wings every weekend, and used all the products I use. Now, I use Plowboys and Cosmo and Cimarron Doc and some of the best stuff there is in the country to get all this barbecue ready. If everybody in the country done that every weekend, we could pull our economy back out in 3 months, because the sale of those products and the resulting industry, that is logistics for taking the trash off, I mean, just all the stuff that goes along with the process of cooking barbecue, that in itself would generate enough money to start putting us up through the roof a little bit. And it's already getting better. I believe there's more jobs, there's more stuff going on than there was in 2008, 2009 when we went through a depression. And so let's all sit together. You know, let's sit together for the love of barbecue. And I'm not asking for a lot. I'm just asking for enough to keep promoting you guys. Because, you know, at the end of the day, this ain't for me. I'm doing some of the television now because I don't have the money and the resources to go where you're at and put you on. But make no mistake, if everybody would sign up and pay $10 a month for Barbecue Superstars television, you'll look around and I'll be where you're at and you will be on Barbecue Superstars doing your fantastic barbecue. And that's what it's all about. It's all about you, the barbecue cook. You pay the money. You pull the wagon. You do the job. You do the cook. You make the contest. No one else makes the contest but the cooks. It's not a big deal until the right cooks start pulling up. Then it's a big-time contest. Just like we had down there in Tupelo. That was a big-time contest. And it was because of the cooks who were down there cooking. And hats off to the winner. Hats off to everybody who did good. And hats off to my good buddy, Dana L. Hillis. Keep your head down. Win a big one for us this week. Dana, we're thinking about Big Papa's Country Kitchen down there in the FBA this weekend. I know you got your rub and your sauces out working. You probably done got that chicken. You got your briskets and your Boston butt ready. And you ready to pull that GC out down there in the big state of Florida. Well, we hope everybody has a great weekend, great evening. Good luck on your cook. We'll be back down at Spartanburger Bar. We're going to take the live camera down there. And hopefully we're going to shoot the live results. Plus, we want to get some of the teams on there. And want to make a big shout-out to Vic Bailey Subaru in Spartanburger, South Carolina. You know, you can go online now, look at them cars, and decide which one you want. You can buy a Vic Bailey Subaru from anywhere in the country, and I'm sure they'll get it delivered out there to you. And I want to make a big shout-out to Bylow's. I want to thank them for supporting the Hub City Hog Fest in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And go buy Bylow's and get you some groceries if you need some groceries. Bylow's is a great place to shop. And we just want to thank everybody who cooks barbecue. You know, if it wasn't for all these people who love to cook it and all them people who love to eat it, barbecue just wouldn't be such a big deal. But there are a lot of people who love to cook it, and there are a lot of people who love to eat it. So barbecue is a big deal. Thank God it is, because if it wasn't for all that, there wouldn't be no barbecue superstars. There wouldn't be no Daryl Mass trying to do barbecue superstars. All there would be is, I don't know what. Well, we appreciate everybody coming by. We hope you all have a good night. This is Daryl from Barbecue Superstars. We're going to have to do us a little Mariah Carey. Here she is. Let's do that to 101. Well, I need the right one, but it's good.
never should have let you go. I didn't know nothing, I was stupid, I was foolish, I was lying to myself. I could not fathom that would ever be without your love. Never imagined I'd be sitting here beside myself. Cause I didn't know you, cause I didn't know me, but I thought I knew everything.
Gentlemen, Mariah Carey.
I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know.
Merry Christmas to you. To all, good night.